Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the Weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting week 10 of the 2025 NFL season. So we do have a foreign game. I do believe it is a Berlin game, and that's going to be the Falcons and the Colts. So I think that would have been interesting a few weeks ago, and yeah, it is in Berlin. I think it would have been interesting a couple weeks ago when the Falcons were good, but now they're 3-5. The Colts, though, interesting to say the least, lost against the Steelers last week. Got a few injuries, like Leonard Floyd for the Falcons is out. Mike Hughes, Chris Lindstrom, and LeCart London are questionable. Storm Norton is out. For the Colts, DeForest Buckner and Samson Ebukam are out. So, hits to that D-line. Taquan Lewis is out. Still, I think the Colts are going to win. Hopefully, they can get their, you know, their winning ways back against the Falcons. Falcons, I do think, have a chance. I think it'll be a pretty interesting game. If you wake up early enough to watch it, I think it'll be somewhere like, I think like 27-17. Then we have the Saints, the Panthers. I mean, the Saints are just terrible. It started Matt Shuck. He lost against the Rams. They got crushed by the Rams. Now Alvin Kamara is questionable. The Panthers are 5-4. They've been doing pretty well. Ted Roe McMillan for them is questionable. And yeah, Panthers victory all the way. Don't think the Saints are getting their second win here, 24-21. I do think they might threaten, though. But just late, only like late in the game, too little, too late. They have the Bills at the Dolphins. For the Bills, AJ Espinosa is out. Shaq Thompson is also out. For the Dolphins, Ashton Davis is questionable. Rasul Douglas is doubtful. Oleg Gordon, Julian Hill are questionable. And Chop Robinson is out. I mean, obviously, I think the Bills are going to win. Dolphins just traded away Jalen Phillips as part of that crazy bye week. Crazy trade deadline. The Bills aren't even first place in their division, but they're starting to come back, and I think they'll crush the Dolphins here. 42-16. Jaguars at Texans. Jaguars are 5-3. Texans are 3-5. I think Jaguars is going to take the win here. Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting enough game. However, the Texans are missing their kicker, Kyami Fairbairn. I have him on my fantasy. What are the chances he goes down? So, Kyami Fairbairn is out. Jalen Petrie is out. And CJ Stroud is also out. Petrie and Stroud have a concussion. So, even more so, I think the Jaguars are going to win with all the injuries to the Texans. Jaguars, 34. Texans, 16. Then Browns at Jets. This is the true bottom feeder game. This is the one. This is the first pick game right here. This is like two catfish fighting on the bottom of a pond for the last bit of algae right here. Complete bottom feeders. So, for the Jets, Khalil Herbert is questionable. No real injuries for the Browns. And Garrett Wilson is also questionable with his knee injury that's been troubling him lately. I think the Browns are going to win. I mean, just that defense, getting hits on the quarterback, getting hits on field. You know, Myles Garrett, it's a scary, scary defense. So, I definitely think, I mean, it could go both ways, but I think it's going to be like 17-16 or something stupid like that to the Browns. Then we have the Patriots at the Bucks. I mean, Patriots have been really, really impressive this year and fun to watch and actually likable. Still, I think gotta give it to the Bucks here. Although Chris Godwin Jr. is out, Bucky Irving is still out. Hassan Reddick is out as well. And then Luke Goedeke and Luke Haggard are questionable. Those are their tackles right there. So they are dealing with some injuries still. I think the Buccaneers just have a slight edge. I mean, Baker Mayfield's just no. Baker Mayfield doesn't have that dog in him. That dog is Baker Mayfield in him. So I think Bucks, in a very entertaining game, probably high scoring, 31-27 Buccaneers. Ravens, Vikings. Vikings just beat the Lions. I mean, J.J. McCarthy's just been playing phenomenal. Ravens got Lamar back, and they've been doing all right, coming off of an absolute crushing of the Dolphins in Lamar's first game back. I expect this purple matchup to be pretty hard-fought battle, but I think the Vikings will just take it 27-24, just like their game against the Lions. Then we have New York Giants, Chicago Bears. I mean, the Bears are wild card contenders at the moment, 5-3. They're doing pretty well, and Caleb Williams is really, I think, making good use of his potential. Yeah, no question, Bears are going to win this one. Giants haven't been the same since Cam Scadabo's foot fell off. So, yeah, Bears, they just put up 47 on the Bengals. I think they can have another big game, 31-14. Cardinals at Seahawks. I mean, the Seahawks are actually, I think the Seahawks are pretty chronically overrated, but they've pretty much deserved it this season. So I think the Cardinals are cooked. Just like their last game, Seahawks are going to win 34-16. I mean, Sam Darnold in that last Sunday night was amazing to watch. But the Seahawks do have a very long list of injuries, but looking through them, don't think they're game-altering. Lions at Commanders. Commanders are done. Lattimore, McCaffrey, Daniels out for the season. Daniels actually might not be out for the season. Doesn't look like he'll need surgery, but it was a gruesome-looking injury. And Lions coming off a tough loss to the Vikings, but still, I mean, the Commanders are in really, really bad shape with Marcus Mariota, so I think Lions, pretty easy victory, 28-9. And then Rams at 49ers. I mean, last time they played, the 49ers with their practice squad beat the Rams, but Thursday Night Football is really an equalizer in this. I think the Rams definitely coming back and winning it. Their only injury is Jordan Whittington, who's questionable with a back injury. Puka Nacua will be back. And then 49ers have few injuries, not to their big names. Brock Purdy is questionable, though, and Ricky Pearsall is out. But Brock Purdy questionable. He might play with this game. So, still, I think the Rams are going to win. I think Matthew Stafford will keep adding to his MVP case. Going to be a close game, though. 30-27. Actually, no, both defenses are way too good for that. Probably 24-21. Then for Sunday Night Football, we have the Steelers at the Chargers. And, I mean, the Chargers are 6-3, but the Steelers just absolute defensive beatdown on the Colts. Definitely think they're going to win. I think they can hold off the Chargers, the Chargers offense here. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they can do. I mean, their offense is no slouch. Their defense is amazing. So, I think the Steelers are going to take it. I think also a pretty close game, 21-14. And then for Monday Night Football, we have the Eagles at the Packers. I mean, the Packers have been a bit underwhelming this season. They've been doing quite well, and they're on pace for a wild card, but still, they have been underwhelming this year. The Eagles have only lost 2 games. They should have lost more, but still think they're going to win. Now, Tush Push does take a hit. Cam Jurgens is out, and then Willie Lampkin, his backup, is questionable. And Nolan Smith is questionable at the linebacker spot. For the Packers, Matthew Golden is questionable. Zach Thomas questionable. Lucas Van Ness is out. And Dontavian Wicks is also questionable. Ultimately, I think Eagles are going to take it. It'll be a pretty hard-fought game. But I think, ultimately, a 2-score game, 27-17. And then we have a few teams on by Bengals, Cowboys, Chiefs, Titans. And that will do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the end. I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.